Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. So today I want to talk about how we can manage stress and how to stay calm through every situation. And that has one particular reason, which is that I have been struggling with that a lot lately. So for those of you who don't know, I just moved to Asia. So I'm gonna be staying in Bali for the next 6 months. I'm currently in Thailand, but I'm gonna fly over to Bali tomorrow. And oh my gosh, there has been so much stress lately involved with moving from Germany to Bali, or like Thailand first. And it has been a challenge to manage all the stress. So yeah, I have been thinking a lot lately about how I can stay calm and how I can manage all that stress. And when I got here to Thailand, I just observed that all those Thai people are just so calm. And it's just so crazy to see that a whole country is just full of people who can like just naturally manage stress so well. I mean, you can literally see that anywhere here. Whenever something goes wrong or something, this just a situation that needs to be resolved quite fast, they don't seem to get stressed that easily. I mean, whenever there's a stressful situation I can only speak for Germany since I haven't been abroad quite a lot except for Asia, but whenever there's a stressful situation in Europe or Germany, people get like freaked out and they get angry with each other, or they just get nervous and it's literally not even helpful, because if you're stressed and if you're getting emotional, then you will be even less likely to resolve the situation. So it doesn't even make sense. But I just think it's crazy that all the Thai people just seem to manage stress so well. I'm pretty sure not all of them, but when you did spend quite some while here, you experience that most of the people deal with stress in a quite chill way. So I'm just so impressed by them. And I was trying hard this past few days to be the same. So here are some things that might be helpful for all of us who need to learn how to manage stress and to stay a bit more calm through all the challenges we're facing in our everyday lives. By the way, I really hope that you won't hear the air conditioning, but I just can't record this episode without the aircon turned on, because I would be just melting. So I'm really sorry if you hear it, but I don't even think you can. Okay, so honestly, if we're thinking about it from a logical perspective, if there is any situation that causing you stress, the situation and the outcome will stay 100% the same whether you stress about it or you decide to just stay calm and trust that everything's going to be fine. The situation will stay the same and the outcome will stay the same. So what's the point of stressing about it? Like, it won't change the situation. So it only does make sense to change your mindset, because even if you don't, it just won't change anything. So we can decide whether we want to experience the situation and the outcome in a stressed, negative way, or whether we want to just stay calm and trust that everything's going to be fine. It just literally won't change the outcome, so we can decide how we want to experience the situation. Guys, I really hope you can't hear this, but there's a church next door and there's some really loud music playing. Let me just check if it's on the audio. If it is, I'm really sorry. I was really hoping that it would be easy to record here abroad, but it seems to be a bit more difficult than I thought. But I just checked the audio and I'm pretty sure you can't hear the noises, even though they are goddamn loud. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyways, let's continue. So just remind yourself every time you get stressed from a certain situation and you're worrying about the outcome, your mindset will literally don't affect the situation or the outcome. So remember, you can decide to stay calm because it won't change anything, okay? So decide to stay calm because it's just more chill than stressing, okay? So the next mindset shift I would recommend to see every challenge you are facing as an opportunity for growth, because there will always be challenging times. So the only thing we can do is to see the positive in it. And honestly, when I look back, most of the challenging times I experienced teach me something. So just see the challenging situation you are facing right now as an opportunity to learn something and to grow. Because even if you can't see it right now and you can't find a lesson in that certain situation right now, I'm pretty sure when you look back in a few weeks, months, or years, you will find something that this situation has been teaching you, or an opportunity that came out of it. So shift your mindset and see every challenge as an opportunity for growth, because literally almost every challenge just is. But even if we hear those words and we understand them, when we're in a really, really stressful situation, it's sometimes just not helpful to hear this, because when we're stressed, and it's so easily said, but it's so hard to actually just calm down. So what we can do in such a situation is to breathe. I know it sounds weird because we're constantly breathing, but I'm sure many of you already heard of breathing techniques, and it literally just works because it's just biology. When you're breathing in and out 3 times and you just focus on your breath and you take like 3 really deep breaths in and out, your nervous system just calms down. It's just a fact. So just take that time to take those 3 breaths. It literally just doesn't even take 1 minute. So it will really help you to calm your nervous system down. And when your nervous system is calm, it gets more easy to think rationally and to tell your mind all those things you already know but you can't access because you're under so much stress. So first calm your nervous system down and then tell yourself all those things and shift your mindset. The next step, when you're stressing out and you're freaking out and you have taken your 3 breaths, is to slow down, because doing things in a rush never helps. There's actually an instinct that is called the urgency instinct, and that is all about how we humans always think that things are just so urgent, but most of the times things are not as urgent as we think. And when there is a stressful situation and we are just really worried about something, or something is really stressing us out, we tend to think it is super urgent and we have to act now. But oftentimes when we act while we're in that stressed, overwhelmed mindset, there will only happen mistakes and we will only make it worse. So take 3 deep breaths and then slow down and think about the situation. Think about how urgent it really is and think about what steps you need to take now, and do them slow, because rushing out of stress will only make the situation worse. So again, 3 deep breaths and slow down. Another thing that I really experienced in this past few weeks that had been quite stressful to me is that experiencing that nothing bad happens really helps. I have been under a lot of stress and there have been so many things happening that were supposed to go a bit different and that have been putting me under a lot of stress and that I have not been handling pretty calm sometimes. They have just taught me that in the end, everything was all right. And in the future, maybe my mind will remember, or I will remember, that I won't die from it and it will all be fine in the end. And just experiencing this with my whole body, that I'm okay, and all those situations were somehow managed, just makes me a bit calmer in general, because now I know for sure that there's literally always a solution for everything. And let me tell you, there has been a lot going wrong lately, so... Yeah, so just expose yourself to the situations that are out of your comfort zone and bring out those feelings in you, those feelings of feeling stress and uncomfortable, because staying in your comfort zone and just not, or just avoiding those situations that are stressful and challenging, that won't bring you anywhere, because only if you put yourself in those situations, you can experience that they're not gonna kill you and that it's gonna be fine in the end. So expose yourself. Get out of your comfort zone. Whatever the situation for you is right now, remember it's on the outside. Those feelings are always triggered by the outside. Something bad happened, or you're in a tricky situation, or someone just said something or did something, or yeah, just something happened and you're feeling stressed and you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling anxious, or you're just feeling one of those really negative feelings right now and you're having trouble to stay calm. Remember, it's all on the outside, but on the inside, the feeling of ease is always there. It's always in you. And sometimes it's harder to access, but you can always find it within yourself. Whatever is happening on the outside, the feeling of ease and calmness is within you, and you only have to close your eyes and access that feeling, because it's always there, no matter what the situation is. And if you can, then just remove yourself from the situation for a moment when a certain person is causing it. It might be difficult to remove yourself from the situation, but remember, whatever is happening on the outside, you can always turn inward. As I said, sometimes it's harder to access when you're in a really bad state of mind right now, because something is really triggering you on the outside, or the situation you're in right now is like really bad, then it's a bit harder to access, probably. But you can practice that through meditation. I have been mentioning meditation a lot lately, but I just think it's so important to learn how to turn inward and to connect with your inner self. And the easiest thing to learn, or the easiest method to learn that, is through meditation. So I just think we could all benefit from that, because our world is so focused on the outside, and it's sometimes really hard to access your inside when you've never tried that before. So I can definitely recommend that. And also, something that I think is really important when you want to learn how to connect with yourself and turn inward, and you're struggling with that, is to stay away from distractions. Because I feel like oftentimes it's so easy to get distracted from ourselves and our feelings and our inner world by just distracting ourselves constantly going out, meeting friends, or listening to podcasts or music, or watching a movie, or watching YouTube videos while you're eating, and just like filling up all this time we have to spend with ourselves with distractions. And I think it's just so important to sometimes just sit with ourselves, even if it's just for a meal that we're having on our own by ourselves, without any distractions, without listening to music or videos or anything, just without distractions, because it is so easy in our modern world to distract ourselves from ourselves, and that is not good, because it's important to sit with yourself from time to time and feel your feelings and hear your thoughts, because your body speaks to you. And if there's something in you that is bothering you and that is making you feel bad, you won't be hearing it if you're constantly distracting yourself. So sit down and be with yourself. If meditation is not for you, then just be in silence and stop distracting yourself so much. I really think that is a huge problem in our today's society. And I'm also a victim of that. So, well, I think that just observing our thoughts is so important, because sometimes we don't even realize we're overstressing and we are caught in our own feelings, because oftentimes negative feelings are not necessary. Of course, it's important to feel them and to allow them, but we can oftentimes just do something against them. And we don't have to stay in those negative feelings. We can allow them to be there, but then we have to allow our minds to become calm again. And I think to have a good routine of just being mindful and reflecting on your thoughts and your feelings is really important. So whenever you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling not well, then just try to observe your feelings and your thoughts without judgment. As I said, allow yourself to feel that way, but observe those feelings and observe where they are coming from without judging you for it. Don't judge you for being sad. Don't sit there observing your thoughts thinking, why am I sad about this situation? It's not even that bad. Don't judge yourself for it. You're allowed to feel the way you feel, but you can decide to let go of the way you're feeling and get back to a more positive place. So when you observed an unnecessary negative feeling, then go and ask yourself if there is something you can do about it. And if the answer is yes, then go and do whatever you can to change the situation, but do it with a calm and peaceful mind. And if the answer is no and you cannot do anything about the situation, then again, turn inward and decide to let go. Because if you can't do anything about it, then the only thing you can do is just let it go and accept that it just is the way it is, and decide to have a positive mindset about it and to see the good in it and trust that this situation is happening for a reason. Because again, if the answer was no, you cannot do anything about it, then the only thing you can do is to change your mindset about it. And it's your decision if you want to have a negative mindset about it and be sad and angry even though there is nothing you can do, or if you want to be trusting and positive and just let it go and move on and have a positive, better life. It's your decision. The situation won't change. So I know what decision I would make. Okay, anyways. So the next question is, what's the worst that can happen from this situation? Because oftentimes we're stressing about little things, or we are worried about little or smaller situations. And by asking ourselves how bad they actually are, sometimes we realize that the worst that can happen is not even that bad, and we could live with that. And by accepting the worst outcome, sometimes we can just be calm again. Sometimes the worst outcome is pretty bad, then it would probably not be the best decision to visualize that, but but if it's just a small situation and you can live with the worst outcome, then it's probably not worth stressing about it. But if it is worth stressing about it, then try to work with visualization techniques. When you're struggling right now and you're in a difficult situation or a challenging situation, then visualize success. Visualize that everything goes well and you managed to get out of that situation or work it out. And by visualizing that success, you will gain more confidence and you will get a more positive feeling. And when you tackle the situation now with that confidence and with that positive mindset and that positive feeling you will be having if it ends in a good way, then you will just be more likely to solve the situation and to have it end in a good way. Because you're already in the mindset of having it end in a good way. So it just becomes more likely. But again, if you cannot do anything about the situation, then you can imagine a calm place. This is actually also used in therapy. You can close your eyes, turn inward, and just visualize a place of complete calmness. That can be a garden or a beach or a house, whatever you want it to be. And just visualize this place of complete calmness for you. That can literally look like anything. It's completely up to you. And whenever you close your eyes, you can come back to that calm place and remove yourself from that situation. Because if you cannot do anything on the outside, then again, you can always turn inward. And that makes it a bit easier to access that feeling of calmness if you just visualize a certain place where that calmness comes just naturally to you. Maybe that is a real place, or maybe that is a place you just made up on your mind. If you have enough fantasy for that, you can of course also come up with a place that doesn't exist in reality. Also, something of course you can always do is to practice gratitude, because even if you're in a bad situation right now, there are always things you can be grateful for. And even if it sounds weird to be grateful for something when you're in a really bad situation right now and you want to focus on that situation, let me tell you, especially in that situation, it's so important to be grateful, because as I said before, stressing about something won't change the situations or the outcomes. So it's important that you get back into a positive mindset, and that can be achieved by being grateful for all the things that did go right and that are great in your life. So yeah, that will also help you to get back into that better mindset. The next thing that is also not applicable for every situation, but connect with nature. Because if you have the opportunity to just go out, go to a park or into your garden or just any place in nature, if that's a beach or a forest or whatever, even if it's just a room with some plants in it, nature will just always calm you down. And if you spend some time in stillness and in nature, your nervous system can just calm down. And if it's possible for you, then just remove yourself from the situation and spend some time in nature, or as I said before, with yourself. Of course, what also always helps is to talk about your feelings and just call a friend or a family member or anyone you are close with and just talk about how you're feeling right now. If you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed and you're talking to someone about it, maybe you will realize by saying it out loud that it isn't even that bad. Or if that's not the case, your friends and your family members can just listen to you and try to calm you down if you can't handle it by yourself in a certain situation. That happens sometimes. It really does. I know that from myself. Also, of course, when the situation is too bad or your feelings are just too strong, you can always seek professional help. I also have been going to therapy, so it's not a bad thing to admit that you need professional help, because honestly, I think that we can all benefit from therapy. So if you feel like you can't handle it on your own, please don't feel bad for seeking help, because if your leg would be broken, you would also go to the hospital. So why don't you go to a therapist if your soul is broken? The last thing I want to mention for today's episode is to let go of perfection. Most of us have just such high expectations of ourselves, but those challenging situations, they will always be there, and there will always be challenging times, as I already said in the beginning. That's just life, and life will never be perfect, and that's great, because life would be boring if it would be perfect. If life would be just perfectly sweet and nothing bad would ever happen, we would not appreciate the good times, because if there would be no bad times, how could we appreciate the good times if we don't have the contrast? You know what I mean? So you won't be grateful for the good times if they would be just always there. Except that your life is just not perfect, and that not every situation is perfect, and that this is just the nature of life, and you don't have to be perfect. Nobody has to be perfect. No situation has to be perfect. No relationship has to be perfect. Nothing has to be perfect, okay? Just let go of that freaking perfectionism. Okay, so I really hope I could help you just a little bit to stay a bit more calm through the challenges life gives you. If you enjoyed listening to this week's episode, please give me a 5-star rating. That would really help me grow the podcast. And if you like the episode, feel free to share it with your friends or family and check out my socials. That would really help me out. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope to see you next week. Bye, guys.